Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Karen Marie Campbell. Joining me today is my host, Monica Beckerstaff. Monica is a clinically trained aromatherapist as well as a clinically trained herbalist. This show is sponsored by The Spirit Within You, your online metaphysical boutique, supporting you with products to support your spiritual and metaphysical journey. Monica, how are you?
I am wonderful, Karen. Namaste to you, Karen Marie, and namaste to our beautiful, soulfully spirited listeners out there. I
and
am doing wonderfully.
Great. And I'd like you to do us the honor of announcing what today's show is, because one of the reasons why we're doing this show is because this is something that touches both our lives as well as the people that we love. And so this is in honor of your Nana. So go ahead.
Yes, I'm very excited about this topic today. I will be discussing alternative therapies for managing Alzheimer's and dementia. My Nana was diagnosed with dementia 5 years ago, and today she suffers with moderate Alzheimer's. And with an integrative team of alternative therapists in conjunction, in concert with traditional allopathic doctors, we have her on a program where she's vibrant, physically healthy, vibrant, and still quite self-sufficient. So we feel very blessed.
That's wonderful. So why did you decide to do this show?
Well, this show specifically, I want everybody to grab, I want you to grab your journals, your wellness journals, and your writing utensils. I have a lot of information, including information about Alzheimer's disease itself. It is now has grown to be the seventh cause of death in our elder population. And because these numbers are increasing, I see the importance as we grow into our wiser years, as the specifically targeted baby boomer population starts to increase and starts to live longer. Everybody is living now longer and more vibrantly healthier lives, which is wonderful, but I guarantee that we know, you know, those of you listening in our audience, I'm sure you know or have known someone in your family or in your friendship tribe that has dementia or is suffering with Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease affects an estimated of 5.4 million Americans and will impact millions more as baby boomers age. Alzheimer's is caused by a sticky substance called beta amyloid that accumulates in the brain and causes plaques that cripple cognitive ability and neurological functioning. Alzheimer's is genetic, but may skip generations in a family lineage or even siblings in large families. And I also want to say that through documented research over the last 20 years, we also know that Alzheimer's symptoms manifest differently and uniquely in every single individual. So no two individuals will manifest the same symptoms. Currently, we are estimating over $236 billion a year that's impacting our economy with respect to Alzheimer's research, treatments, protocols, assisted living facilities, between Alzheimer's and other dementias. And the stages of Alzheimer's, I would like to review with everyone. These are very, very important. Now, these are the stages of Alzheimer's contain specific markers that you can kind of go down the list and see if you or someone you know has these symptoms. And then you go into further medical testing. On average, a person with Alzheimer's can live up to 20 years after their diagnosis. So beginning with the initial stage, which is called mild Alzheimer's, a person may function independently but have memory lapses or forget the location of everyday objects. This person might have difficulty performing tasks in social or work settings. He or she may lose valuable objects, and oftentimes they may forget material that they have just read. Moderate Alzheimer's markers include confusing words, getting angry or frustrated easily. Physically, what's happening biologically is an actual damage to the nerve cells in the brain at this stage of moderate Alzheimer's. And some of the symptoms that you may see, a person may forget his or her personal history. They may be unable to recall their address or phone number. There might be some confusion about where they are or what day it is. Oftentimes, individuals with moderate Alzheimer's, you see a distinct change in sleep patterns. So, for example, that individual will sleep during the day and then have a symptom of restless roaming at night, where their night, our night, becomes their day. So they are literally performing their daytime functions at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Also during this stage of moderate Alzheimer's, an individual may have delusions and exhibit compulsive behaviors. Moving on to the stage that is defined as severe Alzheimer's, this is an individual that now requires high levels of assistance with his or her personal care. They have increased difficulty in communicating. their immune system has become compromised. So they may catch colds easily. Oftentimes you see pneumocystis pneumonia manifest in someone who has the stage of Alzheimer's, and there are distinct yet unique personality changes. There have been a series over the last 20 years of well-documented studies on alternative therapies with both the NIH, which stands for the National Institutes of Health, and the Cleveland Clinic, which may be helpful complements to traditional allopathic protocols of treatment for Alzheimer's. And the categories that I'm going to be discussing some of these alternative therapies include aromatherapy, herbs and spices for dementia, a touch of compassion, which is massage therapies, cognitive building activities, the paleo diet, and lifestyle adjustments. So again, if you have not by now grabbed your wellness journal and gotten your pen, I would encourage you to do so, because now I'm going to share some information that is both documented and researched over the last 20 years, for alternative therapies for managing Alzheimer's and dementia. Going back to 2009, the NIH documented a study that confirmed that aromatherapy may improve cognitive function in therapies for dementia. So the aromatherapies, the essential oils specifically that were used, were diffused in the rooms with Alzheimer's and dementia patients, and they were diffused throughout the day. In the morning, they would diffuse rosemary essential oil blended with lavender essential oil. Rosemary essential oil is known for stimulating focus, clarity, and cognitive functioning. And then in the evening, which we call the sundowning hours, the infusion of essential oils would change. And the scientists were testing the diffusion of rosemary and orange essential oils. Herbs and spices for dementia. There have been a number of studies done at Duke University over the last 10 years, and they have come up with these top three herbs and spices that have shown promise in helping cognitive functioning ability. And the first spice is turmeric. Turmeric extract blocks the formation of beta amyloid, which is what I mentioned earlier, which is the cause of the plaque in the brain cells. The second herb is ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo increases circulation and may help with early stages of Alzheimer's. And the third one, rounding out the top three, is ginseng, and specifically black ginseng. Black ginseng, pyramid, and enhances memory. So again, the top three herbs and spices that you want to remember are turmeric, ginkgo biloba, and black ginseng. Massage therapy, which I call a touch of compassion, When you look at some of the studies that have been conducted by the American Massage Therapy Association, some of the benefits of massage therapy in working with patients with early stages of dementia and mild Alzheimer's, moderate Alzheimer's, and severe Alzheimer's. Massage therapy has been shown to increase body awareness and alertness, alleviate boredom, reduce anxiety and feelings of confusion, ease the effects of loneliness and isolation, and the calming music plus the light touch of a Swedish massage reduces verbal agitation. Cognitive building activities that have been shown to help with a more vibrant, fulfilling lifestyle for patients with Alzheimer's include adult coloring books. Coloring is a stress release, and it also brings out an individual's own unique identity. Also, when we are coloring, we're focused. So that helps with the cognitive development of focus. Word puzzles, actually identifying a word and then circling the word in the midst of the letters or the scrambles, that's been shown to help. Crossword puzzles, if you sit down with your loved one who has Alzheimer's and you do a crossword puzzle together, that will benefit both of you. Reading aloud to someone with Alzheimer's, reading together, especially Bible passages, that helps an individual with recall. Reading books, reading newspapers, that helps an individual establish the context of day and time and place with current events, and it also opens the door to discussion for you and your loved one to actually sit down and discuss that particular day's current events. The paleo diet has been proven to be an extra added benefit for persons with Alzheimer's, especially and particularly the use of extra virgin olive oil and organic cold-pressed coconut oil, and also an increase in B vitamins in the diet. And when we think about lifestyle adjustments, and these are lifestyle adjustments that an individual can start making at any age. When I mention them, you'll see why. Sleep, sleep, sleep. A person with Alzheimer's, in fact, all of us, we must get between 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. That is documented, that is researched for healthy wellness and lifestyle. Taking meditation breaks is something that is helping a lot of individuals with dementia and Alzheimer's. Just kind of taking 20 minutes each day out for yourself, logging off of social media, shutting down your cell phones and your computers, 20 minutes each day to center yourself, to express gratitude, to journal. The journaling process, again, helps to establish the context of day, time, and events. So oftentimes again, by sundown, a person with Alzheimer's or dementia may start to forget what has happened during that particular day. It's helpful if you are a caregiver or a loved one of a friend to be able to find that person's journal and sit down with them and say, here we are, today is Friday, July 15th in the year 2016, and this is what you did this morning. So that helps them to, also it helps them to establish a sense of well-being and belonging, because imagine the frustration of an individual with early stages of dementia. You're fully aware of what's going on around you, but within a 2-hour, maybe 3-hour, or maybe even 1-hour time span, you can't remember or recall those events. It must feel like a prison in the mind. And another lifestyle adjustment that's very, very important, again, for all of us at any age, is to exercise every day. Exercise, everyone knows the benefits of exercising, even if it's a 20 to 30 minute walk, a yoga practice, aerobics, weightlifting. Exercise decreases cognitive decline. So those three lifestyle adjustments, again, that we can begin at any age, getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night, 20-minute meditation breaks, or just take some time out, have some tea, have a coffee, journal, and exercise. So, Karen, those are the main components, documented and researched, alternative therapies for managing Alzheimer's and dementia. And these are therapies that may work well in conjunction with complementing your traditional allopathic protocol.
And what's coming to mind is the research that I have done states currently that Alzheimer's, or the onset of Alzheimer's, starts 20 years prior to it actually being so noticeable that the individual, after seeing a medical practitioner, then it becomes diagnosed. So as you're saying these, what's coming to mind is self-care. For those of us who are not in that stage of Alzheimer's or dementia, is self-care.
Yes. Self-care is very important because, as you just stated, and it's actually anywhere between 5 to 20 years that symptoms may begin to manifest. And, you know, at first, we all forget where we put our keys sometimes, you know. Sometimes we're all so busy and in flux and plugged into social media, we may forget what day it is. But it's important to take the time out for self-care. And self-care includes some of the lifestyle changes that I mentioned at the end of these recommendations. Getting more sleep at night, exercising every day, taking time out to pray, to meditate, to journal. Those are all important instruments for self-care.
Thank you, Monica, and thank you for doing such a great job explaining this particular topic, which we hold near and dear to our heart, for the 5.4 million Americans that have Alzheimer's and their family members and the caregivers. And Monica, if someone wanted to reach out to you, where, before we even give that, I just wanted to let everyone know, our listening audience, these shows are not designed to diagnose or prescribe anything. It's specifically for educational purposes to empower you to know your body, to know what you can do and what items, such as alternative items, you can use for your body. So, Monica, can you give the information, as a clinically trained aromatherapist, can you give them your information if anyone is needing support outside of this show?
Oh, absolutely, and gladly. Again, I am Monica Bickerstaff, and you can find me on Facebook as Monica Bickerstaff, Fountain of Youth Guru. I am a certified holistic health practitioner with clinical expertise in the areas of aromatherapy, herbology, and traditional Chinese medicine. You can also email me at sistersage888@aol.com or shoot me a text at 702-219-0084.
And this is Karen Campbell, and if you want to learn more about essential oils, you can contact either myself or Monica. You can contact me at 702-530-7648. We are so happy that you've enjoyed the show. What we're going to do is pause at this moment, and anyone who has a question can press 1 on their phone. And at that time, we will allow you to pose a question to Monica. So, Monica, as you continue, as the calls are coming in with the questions, I'll select a question for you to answer.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. I love Q&A. I always say, if you've got a Q, I've got your A.
Okay. So we do have a question.
Okay.
This question comes from a young lady by the name of Sally outside. Well, she's actually in the chat room.
Okay.
So her question is, she's heard that lavender has a lot of benefits to use with an individual who has Alzheimer's. What are some of the ways that we could support our loved ones with lavender essential oils?
Okay, so Sally, great question, and I addressed this at the beginning of the call, and I'm glad you raised the question again. One of the best ways to implement lavender essential oil with our loved ones who have dementia and or Alzheimer's is to diffuse. Get your diffuser, blend the lavender essential oil with the rosemary essential oil in the morning, and then towards evening, just about 5:45 p.m. each evening, switch out and blend lavender essential oil with rosemary, lavender, and orange for the evening. Also, if you...
Beautiful.
Have a loved one who gets agitated in the evenings, you can blend your lavender essential oil with a carrier oil. I love to use grapeseed oil because it's high in vitamin E, antioxidants, and it's strong for circulating that blood. You can use grapeseed oil as your carrier, blend your lavender essential oil, and massage your loved one's feet and ankles at night. And that will help them sleep. That will help with that jitteriness, that anxiety that often comes at night.
Yes, because I often hear that one of the challenges a loved one or a caregiver has is sundown, when the individual who has Alzheimer's or dementia is a little bit more agitated, and it's very challenging to be patient with them and to try to understand what their needs are. So thank you so much for bringing that to our attention.
Yes, and I'm speaking from personal experience on that one. I've seen many a morning at 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. with no sleep. So that's a very, very real symptom that is manifested. You have to remember their daytime and nighttime becomes reversed. So, you know, we kind of have to, those of us who are caregivers, we kind of have to go with the flow. Take each day individually, one day at a time, one step at a time, because no 2 days are the same.
And you're correct. And what I often tell people, just I'm going to quickly offer this to people before we end the show. It's very sad to see someone that you love that's physically there, but just not there mentally. And it becomes very emotional when they can't remember who you are. But what I try to remember when I'm with that person is I pretend I'm meeting a new person, and I meet them exactly where they're at. And I don't care if you tell me the story over and over again. I will sit and talk to you as though it is happening right here, right now, in this moment between you and I. And that's the best thing I can do for the person who I love. And the best thing I can do for myself is just to be right there in the moment. And so thank you all for listening. And Monica is always such deep gratitude and love for you and your knowledge and your willingness to share with all of us.
Thank you so much, Karen Marie, and love to everyone listening. Namaste.
Blessings. Namaste.